Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Alongside Colin Dunlap, I'm Chris Mack. It is the Fan Morning Show. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, as we are just about every Friday. Joined in studio by Pat Bostick. Pat, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How's it going?
We got quarterback issues to talk about, and let's start with this, because Josh Dobbs says, guys, if I have to go, don't worry about it. Everything's okay.
I've been thrust into action before, twice in college, so you just got to be ready when your number's called, go out and make plays and just play football how you've been doing your whole life.
Let's start with this. Ben Roethlisberger, he's going to play, right?
You would think. I mean, he's done this before, but you know, Colin made a point in the break that's interesting. There hasn't been a lot of talk,
right?
You know, from him, which maybe it is more serious than people think. I would expect him to play. If number seven's not playing Sunday, I'll be surprised. If I was a betting man, I bet that he plays.
Well, you've been in a lot of quarterback meetings. You've been through quarterback weeks, okay?
Yeah.
What's the breakdown in reps, and when does it change to where, okay, it's serious now, like Wednesday into Thursday? Take an NFL week. Does Dobbs have to – It's different with a veteran quarterback, I guess. But what is the general breakdown in reps between a backup and a starter?
Backups get none. I mean, you're not getting much at all. Maybe, you know, if you're running 20 plays a period, you might get three.
So considering that Dobbs said that he took some reps with the ones,
yeah,
does that change a lot in your eyes?
I think standard operating procedure for them is probably that Ben – I would be surprised if Ben threw or practiced much on Tuesday's period.
Right.
So I would think Dobbs probably gets some more reps earlier in the week, just in case. I mean, Ben's had injury problems before, so they have to be mindful of that. But the fact that it's persisted through Wednesday and Thursday is probably indicative that they at least are seriously preparing for him to play. Ben can not practice all week and be fine mentally.
And I understand what Dobbs is trying to say. Hey, I've been thrust into a situation before, but this is – this is next level.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I don't know. How do you approach going from 0 to 60, in essence, finding out, oh, well, you're the guy now?
A couple advantages I think he has are playing at home, which I think is, you know, is an advantage. Making your first start in Kansas City would be that. I mean, that's one of the loudest venues in football.
Well, yeah, we've talked a lot today also about Mahomes and the Steelers getting in his face.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be his first road game, I believe. So
yeah.
It's and I think, you know, Dobbs coming off his last preseason performance, obviously he's got some confidence because he played extremely well in that last preseason game. Another level. I mean, it's another level, and you know, starting a game, you know, I've come off the bench and played, and generally speaking, you're coming off the bench for one of two reasons: either the starter gets hurt or you're up big. Or down really big. But when you start a game, there's a whole different level of pressure because the anticipation mounts all week. You're not expecting to play as a backup. You're ready to play,
right?
Or else you're failing your team if you're not. But if you're preparing to play as a starter, there's a whole different level of pressure you're putting on yourself to go out and perform because, again, you're building the whole week as if you are playing in the game, if you're playing every snap.
I keep looking at this like, let's say Ben goes and he's hurt and he's just a little bit he's injured, but he's good enough to play. Maybe in some ways this is a blessing in disguise, considering what everybody was yelling about after the first game, that he's going to do what he's good at and stay within, kind of keep it between the fences, get it out quick, not put himself in jeopardy, not try to elongate plays, get it in the hands of his playmakers and get the hell out of the road.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would behoove them in this game too against a pretty explosive offense to you know, hold the ball and possess it and move the ball, you know, kind of matriculate it down the field rather
right.
than, you know, go for the big shot every play. But this could be – I forget what game it was. You guys would know better than me. Several years ago, Landry started, but Ben was on the sideline ready to go. you know, I think Ben will at least be suited up Sunday, and it could be one of those deals where, if it's close and they're performing, they don't play him.
Well, and I almost wonder about the flip side of that equation, which would be, how bad does it have to be? Like, does Ben have to be 50% before they say, no, we're going to put Josh Dobbs in there to make his first start over a 50% Ben, or is it a 75% Ben? Like, what is that threshold for them? Where do they have to get to say, okay, we got to throw Josh Dobbs in there?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I think it's serious, more serious than people think. Like I said, I think he'll try to go, but. You know, I think the whole feeling of this situation is different if you beat Cleveland last week. The fact you're coming off a tie against Cleveland, I mean, there's no must-win games. I heard somebody say that earlier as I was driving in.
Just elimination games. Yeah. It's really only game 7's the only must-win game you ever have. Right.
But if you come into, the Heinz Field, your first home game of the year, you tied Cleveland, I mean, you don't want to start off
0-1-1. Yeah, and the Bengals have started out 2-0. We talked about something yesterday, Pat, that I want to bring up and talk about just what makes Pitt football fans happy in general. Obviously, very unhappy after last Saturday night and the loss to Penn State. We'll talk about that next. Pat Bostick with us for the entire hour in studio here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.